We begin with the first word in Luke chapter 23, verses 33 to 34. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Consider Jesus' words from the cross. Hardly had the nails been driven through his hands and feet, hardly had the cross been planted upright, his wounds still bleeding, his pains raw, throbbing. Men had just done their worst, their hands dyed with his blood, and yet Jesus spoke such grace. Someone has said, at humanity's darkest moment, his love shone most brightly of all. And when people hurled abuse at Jesus, he prayed not for God to deliver him, not for God to destroy his abusers, but, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." J.C. Ryle wrote, "While the blood of the greatest sacrifice started to flow, the greatest of all high priests started to intercede." Let's consider Jesus' requests to his Father. Three things. What was it that needed to be forgiven? Why does Jesus ask his Father to forgive? And how can the Father indeed forgive them? So what was it that needed to be forgiven? Sin is what Jesus asks his Father to forgive. And sin is rebellion against God. It is saying no to him. It is when we think we know better than him, who made us for himself. It is like a child rejecting their true parent, or a servant refusing their master, but on a much larger scale. Paul writes in Romans 3, "There is no one, no human being, no one who is righteous, not even one. There is no one who has understanding. There is no one who seeks God." And yet here is Jesus, God's Son, on the cross, asking his heavenly Father to pardon those who are not righteous, to pardon those who have just put him up on this cross, to pardon those who have sinned against the Father. And we cannot imagine the magnitude of what it is that Jesus asks. It is difficult enough, some would say impossible, for us to truly forgive others. How much greater it must have been for Jesus to ask God, his Father, to forgive every single human being who had turned away from him. And yet he prays, "Father, forgive them. Forgive them for their sin against you." But why does Jesus ask his Father to forgive? Why? He asks this of his Father because that is his Father's desire. Because his Father wants to forgive those who have rebelled against him. God himself says much earlier in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23, "Have I any pleasure in the death of the sinner, and not rather that they should turn from their ways and live?" Have I any pleasure in the death of the sinner, and not rather that they should turn from their ways and live? The Father desires that those he has made who have rebelled should come back to him and live. And this is not a one-off instance in the scriptures. Peter writes in his second letter, "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance." God, throughout his word, is saying, repent back to me, turn back to me before it is too late. Come home to me who made you. I am your true Father. So Jesus prays exactly what his Father wills. Father, forgive them. Bring them home. That is what the Father wants. But what of sin? Sin still remains. What is God going to do about sin? Sin separates them from God, separates us from him. How can the Father indeed forgive sin? He forgives sin by paying the price himself. He places the penalty for sin, that is death, upon the shoulders of his Son, Jesus Christ. His Son takes onto himself what we deserve. Again, this is not the first time that God speaks of how he would redeem his people himself. Paul writes again in Romans, this time chapter 5, God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God in person, God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, God's only Son, he is the one who deals with our sin. So when Jesus is praying to his Father, he is saying, Father, forgive them their sin by placing the punishment they deserve for their sin upon me. Let me die instead of them. Let me take their place. Accept my sacrifice so that sinners might be forgiven and live. How do we respond to Jesus, who prays this, who asks this of the Father, and who presents himself to the Father as the one through whom people would be forgiven? If you do not realize or consider yourself a sinner or somebody who has fallen far short of God, you will probably not accept why Jesus has gone to the cross, nor that he has died to take away your sin. And this is probably the case for many of our friends or family. They reject Jesus and exactly what he has done. This is grave, for without Jesus, there is no forgiveness, and people face death and eternity without God. For those who do not accept Christ, look at how Jesus prays for them. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. They have not realized who I am. I am your Son who has come to die for them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They do not know who they reject. Our friends and family who do not know Christ, who do not put their trust in Jesus, they face death, eternity without God. We must do what we can to help them to consider Jesus' sacrifice for them and call them to respond to God's grace and offer of forgiveness. But if you do know that you are a sinner and believe who Jesus is and why he went to the cross for your sins, then you can be certain, you can have full assurance that the Father was pleased to accept and hear his Son's prayer and answer it. Your sins are forgiven. Let me pray. O God and Father of us all, who heard the prayer of Jesus Christ, your Son, that those who nailed him on the cross should be forgiven, we thank you for this assurance of a love that even in our ignorance and sin always pleads on our behalf. So write this prayer of Jesus on our hearts, that we may learn to know that we have been forgiven, and to love as we are forgiven. And Lord, we pray for those who, knowing or unknowing, wrong you, that they might turn from their ways and turn to you and live. We ask this to the eternal glory of your name. Amen.